Hey, this is Nate with Pure Life Ministries, and in this From the Chapel segment, one of our counselors tells the guys in our residential program about a time when he got a sight of the love of God that radically changed his life.
I want to share with you guys just a testimony of when I had first come into the program. If you would have seen me then, it would have been very obvious that, you know, this guy is in a very hopeless condition. And by all circumstances, it would have taken a miracle to not just, you know, get him to do well in life, but to know God. There was just so much wrong with my entire life. And the worst part, I thought things were going pretty well, and I thought I knew a lot. Yet when I got here, I began to find out, you know, deep inside of me, there was this awareness that I needed a lot of help. I portrayed a lot outwardly during my time as a student, you know, of this kind of know-it-all. More or less, we've called it around here high-mindedness. And that was just my way of, you know, sticking to what I knew to be confident in myself, not really showing the depths of my heart as someone who didn't know and did need a lot of help. Well, Saturday night, probably my second or maybe third week here, saw the Gospel of John. And it took you through the entire gospel, and I saw the sun for the first time, and it wasn't a movie. God used that in that time to show me his son, his holy son, and the skin being ripped off of his back, and the way that he carried his cross, and what he did for me. And it was more than that. At the end of it, Jesus is there on the beach, and all that he went through, all that he had to go through, from people accusing him, talking to him in a way that was just below them, and then dying on a cross, and he's there at the end on the beach, no anger, no bitterness, no unforgiveness, calling his disciples to come to the shore, and he has breakfast ready for them. So the movie ends, and I'm in the back sitting over there. Everybody leaves, and I get on my knees, and I begin to cry out because I saw a love that night that I had never seen before in my entire life. And it was just then as the Lord began to show me this was who he was. And it didn't end there. It began to show me that it's not that I've had something similar to that love or close to it. God almost turned my head from the cross to look back. And it was this wake of destruction. Absolute horrid devastation of my mom, my dad, my sister, my friends, my family, the church. And then I look back, and it was this beautiful picture of the sun. And it wasn't gruesome. It wasn't this cold thing that God had to do. It was a holy beauty that I had never seen before until then. And it began to change me. And I was undone in the back, close to half an hour, just weeping. And I walked out of the chapel that night, and it has been the very thing that has been perpetual in my life. You know, when we sing hymns here, oftentimes about God, his beauty, being holy, being glorified, all of them, I oftentimes have this beautiful picture of him on the cross. And it's like even that one, entering into the Holy of Holies, and I want to see him face to face, I'm coming to the cross. And I just can't help but to encourage you guys tonight. I'm not special. I did not come here with some sort of above average talent or gift. He is here for us. And I can't help but say that my whole life is radically changed. I'm not here tonight to come in to sing some hymns and hear some good things. My whole life is changed. I know I'm here for a purpose tonight. I'm aware of more and more of who He is. I am excited about knowing Jesus, and that was not the case. And it was slow. It was very steady at times, though taking some steps back. But Jesus began at the cross, in the shadow of the cross, dealing with my need for approval, my need for affirmation, my need for fearing Him, loving Him, knowing Him. All the things that you may have been hearing about since being in the program, I am encouraging you guys, if you haven't seen Him on the cross, go to the cross. In your heart, open yourself up to the Son of God. Open yourself up to where He is, because that's where everything can come to rest. Amen.
Hey, thanks for listening. For over 35 years, Pure Life Ministries has been the go-to for those whose lives have been devastated by sexual sin. Visit us on the web for more information about our life-changing counseling programs and powerful teaching materials. Also, check out our video clips of men and women whose lives have been radically transformed. All that and more at purelifeministries.org.